Belinda and ABC Audio present this unabridged recording of Mim and the Vicious Vendetta, Travelling Bookshop, Book 5, written by Katrina Nanastad and read by Emmanuel Matana. A face full of food and a canal full of lamb. I'm lying on my bed feeling silly. Super silly. I have a slice of salami over each eye, a grape stuffed up each nostril, and a wedge of orange clamped between my teeth. "Smile!" says my little brother Nat. I can't smile. My lips are stretched so tightly around the orange there's nowhere else for them to go. I try to explain this to Nat, but I can't talk either. All that comes out is "Fwoomph!" "Perfect!" says Nat. I lift a slice of salami from one eye and peep out at him. He looks so cute, his chocolate halo of hair puffing about his head, his brown eyes wide and serious. Coco the cockatoo is perched on Nat's shoulder. She tilts her head to one side and peers at me.
"Hello, gorgeous. Hello, gorgeous."
I pull the orange wedge from my mouth and ask, "Now what?"
"I'm going to paint you," says Nat.
"Why?"
"Because that's what artists do," he explains. "They arrange food, then paint it."
We're in Italy, so Dad's been teaching us about famous Italian artists. Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, Raphael. Last night we looked at a book called The Complete Works of Caravaggio. There were portraits and lots of still life paintings, mostly fruit and vegetables. I suppose these are what Nat's talking about. "Artists don't arrange food on people's faces," I say. "Nobody does."
"I do," says Nat.
You can't argue with that.
"You look beautiful, Mim,"
Nat sighs lovingly.
"Your eyes are enormous. They're as big as...
"Salami slices?" I suggest.
"Yes,"
Nat giggles.
"Lie still while I get my paints."
There's a bump, and the salami slides from my face. At the same time, The Complete Works of Caravaggio slips off the bookshelf and lands on my stomach. Oomph! I snort the grapes from my nose and fling the orange wedge into the air. But I don't cry. I don't even fuss. I'm used to books falling from shelves and landing on my stomach, my head, my toes. It happens a lot when you live in a bookshop, especially a travelling bookshop, and especially when the travelling bookshop is an old wooden caravan pulled by a horse called Flossie, who sometimes breaks into a trot at unexpected moments. Like now. I sit up. Otter is stuffing the salami into her mouth. Daisy the lamb is gobbling the grapes. Nat is bawling his eyes out.